Okay, we're back. Thank you, Beyonce. She's such a beautiful, beautiful person all around. Highly spiritual. Beautiful. Thank you. Now, before we get into the heavy duty, I need to address Justin Trudeau, Pierre Poilievre, Jagmeet Singh, and Elizabeth May. And I need to stress to you the importance of working with the opposition, the Quebec Bloc Party. It's very, very, very important. And I need to make you aware of how important it is for Quebec to be treated well, to be respected, and vice versa. There is something that's called the crystal lattice. When I was Einstein, I spoke very, very briefly, very briefly about the crystal lattice. I didn't want to think that people were crazy by me talking about this crystal lattice that mankind is not able to verify through science. So I kept it to myself, but my very close peers, good friends that I trusted, I would talk about the crystal lattice, and the crystal lattice is where we get much of our thoughts from. And there's been a huge shift. The light's now in charge of the crystal lattice. The crystal lattice is there to help us go through good karma and bad karma. We have to, in order for us to have really good karma, this whole country of Canada, a beautiful country that we have to make sure that we include Quebec. We have to make sure that we respect Quebec. If Quebec separates from the rest of Canada, this country will not survive. It's based on the Crystal Lattice software computer program. There is such a thing. Those with the pen, verify, is this true, what I'm saying? Verify, please. Okay, so you've got the answer. So this is why I did not address Quebec right away with the other four, because I wanted to do a separate identification of the importance of acknowledging that it's important for us all to stay together and for Quebec to stay with us, because they are not our enemy. They are our friend. And this is how we have to. Now, I don't speak French, and I tried to when I was younger, but I have a tough time just speaking English with my language. Sometimes I will stutter. You know, this is part of my genetic profile. It's not so easy for me to change my own genetic profile. I wish I could, but it's not so easy. So I just wanted to say that. So hoping that went well and went across, and I wasn't trying to oversell Quebec. And I also want everyone to know that when the elections, I don't vote in any of the elections, haven't for years, I mean years. And this is because when I got my gift, I realized that if I'm given messages to the government, which I've been given messages to the government for years, I have to remain neutral. I have to. And politicians, so keep in mind, when you're dealing with social media, you're dealing with anyone who wants to interview you, you're dealing with reporters, you've got to ask them in their last election, who did they vote for? You've got to reveal that to the public. There are a lot of people that are conservative, that voted conservative, and they are attacking our prime minister. They're trying to embarrass him. So I say to you, the Honorable Justin Trudeau, you're still prime minister in my eyes. You've got to ask these questions and have your staff, when a reporter wants to interview, they must say to the person, who did you vote for the last time? It's so important to create a separate file if you don't already have this. Create a separate file for all reporters and make a note who they voted for the last time. It's very important. Okay, here we go. So there's a lot of things going on. there's been changes in the matrix, and if you were to look at 10 days ago, whereby, or even 15, 20 days ago, where the certain people in the United States, and they're our friends. They are the citizens of the United States. They're not our enemy. They're not our enemy. They're our friend, and we have to keep it that way, but we can still deal with the issue that's coming up. No one has to be on pins and needles. All you need to do is understand this broadcast, the content in this broadcast, create the think tank, then you will have a good solution for every problem that comes your way. And I'm going to try to do a broadcast every 2 weeks to address the political issues at that time. Then you can have your same think tank listen to the broadcast and go back to you. Then you can start making other decisions that's important in order to save this country. Okay? That's what I'm prepared to do for you. And I'm glad to do it. So here we go. What we need to know is that 10, 11 days, 12 days, 15 days ago, when J.D. Vance was saying, oh, we're going to get money, you're going to get tariffs, Trump saying tariffs. Now, at that time, there was a Crystal Lattice software program that said we were to pay up to 25% tariffs. That was very true. There was a program in place for Canada to do that. Now, with a lot of hard work that I've done, people with the panel verify this, you don't have to pay the tariffs. The software program says you basically negotiate. If you have to negotiate a new deal, you can do it. But you don't have any karmic responsibility, economic bad karmic responsibility to the United States. You don't have that today because it was changed. Yesterday, you had a karmic responsibility. There's no question about it. In other words, actually, it was 2 days ago because you're going to be listening to this broadcast on tomorrow, Wednesday, and I'm recording I'm recording on the 21st. But I discerned that on the 20th. So 2 days ago from Wednesday that you listened to this broadcast, we did have a karmic responsibility to the United States. We no longer have it because I, through certain things I did, I changed that. So that's not true. So no one needs to panic. I'm just saying no one needs to panic. But what we do need to do, and I've got so much information, and I'm going to be going fast, and I'm going to try to cover as much as I can. If we don't cover everything, if I have to do a fifth segment, I have to get a fifth song, we'll do it. But I got to cover everything today. And on Friday morning, this before 12 noon, like let's say 12 noon Friday, this thing comes down. No one will be able to listen to this after 12 noon on Friday. So you got to listen to it right away and get other people to listen to the government. Okay, so let's look at Donald Trump, the current president of the United States. The 47th, so they say. Here's the deal. Whenever someone does not admit they're wrong, I'm talking anyone and everyone on this planet. We're in the matrix. You know, we don't have the free will that we think we have. We're programmed. We have a software program, and we also have entities that come on us for us to go through different situations. Bad karma, something on us for go through a car accident, something on us to go through cancer, something on us to go bankrupt, something on us to go divorcing. Whatever the thing is, there's energy on us that interacts with our physical genes to cause us to do all these crazy things. And in those situations where someone cannot admit that they're wrong, in every case they have a secondary spirit on them that controls how they behave. It controls what they say, and it controls what they do or what they don't do. In the case of Donald Trump, and he's had this on for a long time, he's got the secondary spirit of his father on him. He's got the secondary spirit of his father. And his father's name, I believe, is Frederick. And he's not a nice person. You know, when you see the bad side of Donald Trump, that's his father coming out. And the primary goal that Donald Trump's father wants Donald Trump to do is to bring in World War III. And people with the pendulum who can discern, please verify that now. Please verify that what the statement I just made is 100%. I'm not saying that's 80%. It's 100% true. Verify. It's 100% true. Your pendulum should be spinning like crazy. Okay? It should be. And he really doesn't have any other goal for Donald Trump to do. So this is why these tariffs, because one of the main things that Donald Trump wants to do is weaken the world economy, but more importantly, he wants to weaken the Canadian economy. And he will do that if we get hit with all these tariffs, and which we're not supposed to pay. And if we say no, it's not a big deal. Well, it's a big deal for him because he's going to be upset. Why is he going after these tariffs? It's because the Federal Reserve Bank, it's compromised. It's not exactly healthy. And so it's trying to collect as much money as possible. But it's a Matrix software program that's also guiding him. So we changed the Matrix program that will say to Donald Trump, no. You cannot go after these tariffs. You can't do it. You cannot go and hurt Canada this way, because he's not allowed to. And the politicians in this country, you've got something on you right now. You've got a life script, new life script entity that says, no, you're not going to pay these tariffs. You may pay something, but nothing that's going to bring down our economy. The main thing that Frederick wants to do, working through Donald Trump, is to crash our economy. So it's easy to take us over. And that's the deal. And this is really, really, really sad. And so what I was doing, and I was discerning, you know, a few days back, whatever I was doing. And so I was trying to understand the political software program, the Crystal Lattice status, where we are, where Canada is in reference to bad karma, and trying to understand where we are today. And it was really, really, really crazy. And so we're going to go through just very quickly, and I may just have time just to go through the bad karma. Is that right? I got 5 minutes? What time? I got 5 minutes? Okay, hang on. Okay, so the bad karma, we're say like 10 days ago or 3 days ago, whatever, people depend on, you can verify this. So we had, this is the bad karma that we had with the United States. We had bad karma to pay up to 25% tariff, which we don't have anymore, for the U.S. to take over our government, which we don't have. That's not the situation anymore. And this is the frightening thing, for America to deploy nuclear warheads throughout Canada. We had that. We don't have that anymore. Got people with the pen verify. This is so important. And what's really interesting is that when you take a look at China and you take a look at Russia, they have the rocket system, the ballistic rocket system to mount warheads that can hit Toronto, King and Bay, and that can hit Washington, D.C., the White House. They have, from where they are, off their soil, they don't need to move a battleship closer to where we are in some ocean near us. Right from their soil, they can launch these ballistic missiles. This is why we have to really take an assignment of world peace. And there's many times where I wish I was prime minister, because I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm not. Even with what I do, I'm not afraid. If I die, I'm going to come back again. You know, I'm not afraid. But this is very serious, that every politician in this country, you need to understand that they both have the nuclear capability of striking us from being launched from their own land, their own soil. That's why we need to move towards peace. And the way Donald Trump is working, not going to happen. And we may have to take a very special role where years ago I advised the government, Canadian government, in magazines even, I said, Canada, Norway, and Japan, that is the team that has to work together. And I'm going to explain that later, why that's so important. And the other bad karma that we had was Canada and the U.S. military become one. You can only imagine. And then our economy to completely collapse to make it easy for the U.S. to take us over. They need the tariffs against us to crash our economy and also force us to spend money where we don't have to really spend money. Spending $1 billion on our border to protect 3 or 4 people from coming over. I know it's going to be a lot more. I'm being funny. But that's $1 billion that could have went into social programs. It could have gone into to help a lot of people. It could have went into research, technology, science. It could go into build hospitals. It could have went somewhere else. It could be there to provide a fund to help police officers who have been injured badly at work, that suffer with a lot of stress disorders. So, ambulance drivers, fire. You know, there's so much that billion could have went. But Trump is going to force us to spend money like this, where we will not have money to help our own citizens. Not to mention healthcare, where Canadians lose healthcare and become like the United States. The number one reason for personal bankruptcy is not paying healthcare bills. And I still believe in the concept of when someone in Canada gets checked out of the hospital, they should be given a bill, what it costs, and put zero balance paid by the government. People need to know what it costs so they can have greater respect and they can work harder to look after their health. Then the other bad karma that Canada had 2 days ago, you know, this was, you know, wanting us to stop doing trade with China because of maybe whatever Trump does, there's a foreign policy breakdown. He's charging tariffs because he's going to have to charge tariffs to China and Russia anyways, because Canada was going to take on Russia and China bad karma. I worked very hard to make sure that would not happen. That's why we don't have to pay the 25%. The 25% has to be paid by Russia and China. So he's going to have to go after them. But he may be in a situation where he says, okay, we're going to stop trading with China. Then he's going to be saying to Canada, you stop trading. No, we can't stop trading. That's his problem. It's not our problem. And I remember years ago, I wrote a letter to the Honorable Paul Martin when he was Prime Minister. And I said to him, don't stop trading with China and don't stop trading with India. I warned him because I knew what was going to come down the pipeline. But I didn't discern that Trump was going to be the one that is going to be the major risk, risking our economy. I didn't realize that. But again, we don't have any economic karma to pay to United States, which means they can't make us pay. If they try to force us, then the Matrix software program will go against the United States. It will go against their whole economy. And then the next bad karma we had was we would have to end up going to war with China because of some foreign policy issue. We cannot allow that to happen. We have to become the priest, there's no accent where you said priest. I wonder what that's all about. We have to be the peace broker. That's what we got to do. I see. And we have to be careful with the priest religion. Don't get into the trap where, well, God's telling us to go to war. That's BS. God does not tell us to go to war. In fact, you want to speak about God. God doesn't give a crap what we do in this matrix. In the 100% free will, he did give a crap. But in this matrix, he doesn't give a crap. The only thing he cares about in this matrix, if we go outside our sowing and reaping contracts. That's the only thing he cares about. Pendulum people, verify that. Is that true? Is that 100% true? That God only cares when we go outside our spiritual contracts, which means that you've got certain people in the matrix that had the ability to basically change the matrix where they would take their bad karma and pass it on to others. And we're not saying others, tens of thousands of people, so that they can continue to be untouchable and do whatever they want to do and not get punished in the matrix. That has all changed. That has changed. Thank God. And so, continue with Canon's bad karma 2 or 3 days ago. Canon's bad karma with Russia. Okay, so I don't understand this next statement. This is what I discern, but I'm going to just put it out there. I may have to address this some other time. It's to be cut off from Russia energy supply, crude oil, gas, whatever. Again, I don't understand. Maybe something's going to happen with Alberta. I don't know that we need to have Russian crude oil. I hope that's not the case. If it is heading that, in that direction, I'm going to shut all that down. And as far as again, taking on the Russia's bad karma tariffs. Again, I've addressed that issue, and we're not going to do it. Now, there's probably other issues that I haven't even addressed because we don't have enough time. But you've got the point. You've got the general point that I'm trying to bring across to all of you. And, you know, I'm hoping that all politicians, you're going to really hear this message. And I'm prepared to come to Ottawa. I'll talk to a group of people in a private situation. If I'm in that situation, I can talk more freely. I can tell you much more sensitive information. I'm prepared to do that to help all of you. And you have to when I'm there, because I've been entertained already for dinner there. I've already had a group of politicians and wives. We're in a nice small room in Ottawa, and I had a great time. I didn't like your buffet. The food wasn't really, really good, but that's because I think it was around 7:30, something around there. I was too late. I was too late getting my food. But regardless, I enjoyed myself with all the politicians. Here's the thing. A lot of things I'm going to be saying is not going to make sense. You know, it's not going to make sense. But as time goes on, you're going to see that it's going to make sense. See, when you're dealing with Donald Trump, you have to basically, you know, don't pay attention to what he's saying. Pay attention to where his feet goes. That's the important thing. Who is he meeting privately? What is he doing? What is he doing? Where does his feet go privately? That's the main thing that you really, 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 you've got to understand. And once you do, it's going to be a lot easier for you to really understand him. Now, someone in your group has to do a full history on Donald Trump's father and see what he stood for. Because that stood for, that spirit is in the head of Donald Trump. So whatever issues his father had, Donald Trump has the same issues. Because the father's calling the shots, not Donald Trump. And so when he says he didn't lose the election, he's speaking the truth because he was controlled by his father's spirit. And so inside of his head, on a different dimension, different level, he's saying, no, my dad lost the election. In his head, on a different spirit level, different state of consciousness, he's believing that his dad lost the election. He did not. That's why he will not admit that he lost. And so in every, again, every situation, someone who won't admit wrong or whatever, they've got a secondary spirit where they blame everything on that secondary spirit. But guess what? He's still responsible karmically because he allowed that spirit to go into his physical body. That's it. When I put a vote against anyone in that situation, I'm looking at the fact that he allowed that spirit or someone allowed that spirit to come in. So they are still karmically responsible. That's how I look at that. So now when we come back, we're going to be looking at Canon's good karma as of today. Okay, and it's really, really fantastic what has happened. And particularly where last night, they almost got me. They almost got me. Like I had the blood flow to my head. It was at 40%. In a few hours, it went down to 15%. And I said, Father, am I going to die if I don't correct this? And I corrected, and an hour later, an hour and a half later, my blood flow went back to 100%. So, and Father, is this because the dark side doesn't want me to do this broadcast? He said, yes. I go, oh, wow. Oh, wow. So that's what I deal with on a daily basis, but at least I can handle it. I can deal with it. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Canon's good karma, and we're going to talk about other things. So again, my name's Brian, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Hang on, let me get some water here. Hang on. Let me get some water, and we're going to listen to Beyonce now. Is that right? Beyonce. We're not going to listen to Beyonce. We're going to listen to... Oh, we're going to listen to the Irish group. The Irish group? Are you sure? Who are we going to be listening to? See? Yeah, I'm not in charge of this area. Oh, we're going to listen to Hallelujah. Oh, I love that song. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to go and take a break, and we're going to listen to one of my favorite songs, Hallelujah. Okay, we'll be right back.
Baby, I've been here before. I know this room and walk this floor. I used to live alone before I knew ya. Seen your flag on the marble arch, and love is not a victory march. It's cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Best and wasn't much, couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, stand before